This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for streaming WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
The West End of Decatur, it's free and all ages are welcome. Partake in the live music, food, beer, dancing, and more. The new Tech Prairie STEAM exhibit is now open at the Illinois State Fair. STEAM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Math. It's the subject of an exhibit in the Orr Building on the State Fair grounds. There's also a job fair, 3D butter cow printing, and a virtual reality presentation. Visit IllinoisStateFair.info for a full schedule. If you haven't been out to the State Fair yet or you want to go again, you have until Sunday. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
A guilty plea from a Trump associate. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is coming today in New York City from Alan Weisselberg.
He's the longtime associate of former President Donald Trump that has overseen finances for the Trump Organization. Prosecutors say he was part of a scheme to give under-the-table cash to company executives. Weisselberg himself allegedly took nearly $2 million.
Fox's Gernal Scott. As part of the plea deal, Weisselberg will testify against the Trump Organization, but not against the former president or any Trump family member. In court in Florida, an attempt today to unseal the affidavit that led to the search warrant, that led to the FBI raid on the Trump Mar-a-Lago home that yielded 11 sets of classified documents.
The judge presiding over the hearing approved the FBI's search warrant used to execute that raid. The Department of Justice opposes the release of the affidavit, claiming it would compromise its criminal investigation into Trump. But the former president is calling the department's bluff, saying the department is putting up red tape to hide its politically motivated search.
Fox's Brooke Singman. Yesterday, Rudy Giuliani testified before a grand jury in Georgia investigating his work as a Trump lawyer trying to help the then president overturn election results. A police officer shot Monday night in Florida has died.
Last few days here at Jackson Memorial Hospital, we have seen so many officers stopping by praying that this Miami-Dade police officer would recover.
Maricela Burgos with 7 News Miami. Officer Cesar Echeverry was wounded in a shootout with a robbery suspect who was killed. An attack in Afghanistan, a mosque in the capital Kabul was bombed during evening prayers, killing at least 21 people, injuring more than 30 others. In Ukraine, the Russian bombardment continues, at least 7 people killed in Kharkiv. The leaders of the UN and Turkey will go to Ukraine today to meet with the president, who's trying to expand grain exports that Russia's been blocking. America's listening to Fox News.
From the very beginning, and every workday since, at every shift, and every individual effort, we carry a common purpose, a common cause. It's a duty we proudly honor, knowing behind every product we build is your faith in us. Dedicated to the craft of gun making. Dedicated to your freedom, equality, security, and the promise of this great country. Smith & Wesson, empowering Americans. Learn more at smith-wesson.com.
Help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's heroes. Heroes like Misora's Familia, who couldn't wait to join the NYPD to protect her community. She proudly wore her uniform, but was ambushed and shot in the head in the line of duty, solely for the uniform she wore. She is survived by 3 children, who received a mortgage-free home from Tunnel to Towers. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org.
There are changes coming to the CDC, where the director says they fell short in the COVID response, not meeting expectations.
After criticism of the CDC's response to COVID-19 and other public health emergencies, the agency is looking for an overhaul. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC, announced the steps include changes like increasing the use of preprint scientific reports to get out data to take action on, restructuring the communications office to make guidance easier to find and more clear, as well as altering the organization chart to undo some Trump administration changes. The changes have to be approved by the Department of Health and Human Services Secretary, and Dr. Walensky hopes to have the full overhaul in effect by 2023. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
There's an empty cell on death row in Texas after Kosul Chantakuman got a lethal injection last night, mouthing the words, "I love you, Mom," as she watched He was executed for murdering a real estate agent 16 years ago. There's an abortion update from another state. After the Supreme Court's ruling gave states the rights to ban or restrict the procedure, taking away the federal legal right for women.
Federal Judge William Osteen blocked the North Carolina abortion law in 2019, but said now, in light of the Supreme Court's decision in Dobbs overturning Roe, the decades-old law banning abortion after 20 weeks is back in effect. Abortion clinics, doctors, and some county DAs told the judge earlier this summer that he shouldn't vacate his own injunction here, that there was no motion to do so. Republican lawmakers then filed a brief asking to intervene on behalf of the law, as state officials had declined to defend it. Now Republican lawmakers say they hope to win enough additional seats in the state house this fall to veto-proof additional restrictions, possibly one that bans abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures up slightly the day after the Dow dropped 171 points, ending a five-day streak of gains. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
High school football is back, and the Earth Mover Credit Union High School Football Game of the Week returns times two for the 2022 season on WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, Fox Sports 1050 AM, and NowDecatur.com. I'm Eric Lee, and I'm back in the booth for another season of Bulldogs football on WSOY every Friday night, joined by skinny St. Teresa graduate Josh Donut Mahan. All games streamed live and podcasted after at NowDecatur.com. Buckle them straps. It's time for some pad popping.
Good morning. Here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast. Today, it's going to be sunny with a high of 82. And tonight, mostly clear with a low around 63. For Friday, mostly sunny and a high of 84. Saturday, we've got showers likely, possible thunderstorms in the afternoon, partly sunny and a high near 84 as well. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 61 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday edition of Byers & Company. We have a lot to get to here on a very busy day. City Hall insider Paul Osborne will be with us. We'll check in not only with Richland Community College, but also Millikan University. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Good morning. music down just a tad and the mic's up. Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Thursday. What a beautiful start. Nick just had your forecast. Beautiful day is for August. This is supposed to be the dog days. 82? I'll take it.
Yeah, I like it so far.
What are you so far?
It's good. I like it.
Nick dresses like it's winter all year round. You got to get rid of some of the layers.
I'm not ever hot.
Oh, okay. Well, then you say like it so far. Like,
well, I prefer the weather as it currently is, like right in 78, 82.
Right.
Little breeze. Yeah.
Isn't the high today going to be 82?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You told me that you thought there was going to be more heat.
Well,
coming.
Not today.
Yeah. So that's what I mean so far.
Okay. So far in life, you mean, not like so far today. I don't tend to live that far out. I'm just saying this is the middle of August. Yeah. Normally we have a little more heat than this.
Yeah. I like the weather.
All right. It's beautiful. All right. Have you been to the state fair at all? Just out of curiosity. I mean, this year?
No, not this year. No.
Okay. They have their big, there's a Democrat Day and a Republican Day, and there's a Governor's Day. It's the state capitol.
Yeah, my neighbor was telling us that she went over there for like Military Veterans Day?
No, they have all kinds
of. And the governor was there for that.
Well, I think the governor's there a lot. You know, the governor was also there bidding up the price of the Grand Champion steer. You know, I mean, there's a lot of the gubernatorial duties that are sort of like off the books that you're supposed to do, including hosting the state fair. So yesterday, I was looking at Capital Facts, Rich Miller's website, and they had the Governor's Day events going on, and there was an old-fashioned airplane with a banner, behind it. You remember, mm-hmm. If you go to the beach when you were a kid, you know, and they would fly those over with a long banner at the back of the plane whipping in the wind?
Yeah. Yeah, people can rent those and put sky messages and stuff. Yeah.
It seems a little quaint in a day and age where you can do a drone firework show.
Sure.
You know. Mm-hmm. But so do the Burma Shave signs, and those are still effective if you're driving across this great heartland. The only problem is whoever put this together, one assumes the Bailey campaign or somebody running against Governor Pritzker, they had a plane with one of those big signs, and it said firejbpritzker.com. Flying over the fairgrounds while the events were going on.
Yeah.
I would say all is fair in love and war and politics.
Yeah, sure.
But firejbpritzker.com is owned by GoDaddy. There's not a website.
They haven't got the site up yet?
No, it's firejbpritzker.org. They had the wrong web address on the sign flying behind the airplane.
Yeah, I'm not mad about the plane itself, but you drove a bunch of people to the wrong spot. It's a $20 mistake.
$20 mistake?
I mean, out of your pocket. Like, to go, you could have just bought both domains if they were
available. Oh, I would imagine it's probably more than $20. No. In the world of politics, you don't think the people own this stuff?
Oh, if somebody squatted on it, then yeah you got to bid it.
But my point is, it doesn't matter. You already have the website. How dumb are you
printed
to just get the sign printed with the right website? It seems sort of kind of like Darren Bailey himself, you know? Oh, it's just sort of, yeah, kind of there, but no.
Yeah. Yeah, I had no beef with the plane. That's actually fairly smart. Yeah, he's standing right there. Your banner's right there, the photo. Everybody's going to look at it. Everybody is going to look up and at minimal go, what? All right.
Yeah.
Minimally, everybody will look at it. It's a great idea.
Well, it's only a great idea if you can actually
execute. Get it done right. Yeah, get it done right. I mean, if you get that perfect photo of the governor with a frumpy face and a fire him up in, right in the background, oh, that would be classic. But you don't own the domain, so who cares? You blew it.
All right, tell me what .orgs mean. I always thought it was one thing, originally when it came out. Is it different now?
No, you can – it's a little bit looser. It's.
I mean, I thought it was a very – particular sort of parameters around the whole .org thing originally.
Yeah, I think at first, you had to be a very specific sort of organization or mm-hmm. be a business or whatever, but they've by and large loosened that up because we're almost out of .coms.
Well, okay, that makes sense.
Uh-huh. And so they've added a lot of different extensions You know, for countries, for government.
Yeah, but it used to be sort of charities or NGOs or educational platforms, yeah. Right? I mean, that was in the original years.
Yeah, and now, I mean, I've got a few .orgs.
And it was also sort of like perceived maybe to be more credible. I don't know. Yeah. There was something attached to that that didn't feel like bad political advertising.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. It was kind of like... Everybody was scrambling gold rush over the .coms and then .nets and then, you know, .org seemed to be reserved sort of the way that you described LinkedIn versus other social media. It's right. Like over here, this is a little more up and up.
Right. And you can then, of course, go to firejbpritzker.org and find all of the stuff there. Okay, JB, bigger isn't always better. Oh, that's clever. JB Pritzker's failed record speaks for itself. Crime, blah, 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 soft on crime, violent criminals, all the black, like with the red highlights and everything is like sort of red meat. But .org, not .com, the next time you're printing the sign for the airplane to fly over the State Fair.
Man, you talk about botched. I mean, that was a good opportunity.
But you got to also assume that if maybe the opportunity is there, if you, like you said, if you get the picture or whatever, but if people are there celebrating Governor's Day, I mean, is an airplane sign going to cause them to change their vote?
No, but it is a sign that people will take in. So as far as signs work, that one would be, I would assume, be fairly effective.
Okay.
Yeah.
If they can actually.
If you go to the right spot. Yeah. And it's.
That's a pretty big fail, though, like on the effective meter.
Oh, yeah. It's bad. Yeah, you're right. It's a parked. This website has not. Somebody squatted on it, hasn't done anything with it over at GoDaddy.
Yeah.
Probably hopes to sell it. That it never reached peak value until yesterday, and I think it's
by now that ship has sailed.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Missed opportunity, but man, that's funny.
All right, hey, a little bit later today, we'll have a couple of guests in, including the president of Millikan University. They're having a State of the University event next Wednesday on August 24th. We'll give you all of the lowdown. Richland Community College is celebrating its 50th year, and we'll have some guests in studios to do that. Paul Osborne, the City Hall insider, Debbie Bogle from the United Way Action Pack Show. I hope everyone had a wonderful day since we've last visited, you know, 21 hours ago. And I hope everyone is enjoying this weather. I noticed there is a tandem bike rally coming to town.
And that's where more than one person pedals, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I don't think I've ever ridden on one of those before in my whole life. But I would like to.
I want
to
say that my dad's mom, my grandmother on my dad's side, at one point when I was a fairly young kid, I remember there was a tandem bike somehow somewhere. I remember riding it. It's a very awkward, uncomfortable sort of feel first time out.
And you had somebody with you, or did you try to go?
No, I didn't drive the tandem bicycle, my own bicycle.
I mean, just one person on a two-person bike probably could be a little bit...
It probably would be easier riding it by yourself than it would be with someone else.
You're not fighting.
Yeah.
Probably right.
There's a whole rhythm and flow that has to go into that.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
They're going to be here Labor Day weekend, and I'm going to call these people up, I think, because I was looking at their website. They had some information about Decatur, but not much real. I mean, it was like, you're going to be here Labor Day weekend. It's the final weekend of Splash Cove. It's, you know, the Devon Amphitheater, the Millikan Symphony Orchestra. There's the zoo, the Children's Museum, all these things. And like what they had highlighted about Decatur was so bland and so none of that.
Yeah, it's like 40 minutes from Springfield. No, we have plenty here.
I just don't understand why we can't connect these dots.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think that's a really nice thing to do would be to – these people would love to see all the different things we have around here.
Absolutely. So it's great that they're coming. When I first said Midwest Tandem Rally, I wasn't really sure what that meant. You tandem skydive, right? Where else do you tandem things?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of things you do in tandem.
Where that word is used,
right.
Though.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think. I was disqualifying things that aren't called tandem.
Right. So they're going to be here September 2nd through the 5th. And that'll be great. I don't know how big a club they have. It's a Chicago Area Tandem Society invites you to the MTR 2022, the 46th annual Midwest Tandem Rally. The event will be held in Decatur, Illinois, located in the heart of the state. The Decatur Area Convention Visitors Bureau and our host, Decatur Area Convention Center, Convention Center and Hotel, are excited partners. And there's a picture of the boat docks. There's some lodging information. There's a picture of, like, the Milliken House. And the Welcome to Decatur sign and Scoville Gardens and the transfer house. It's like, if you're bringing a bunch of people here, let's tell them what all they can do Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. What? So what is this thing? I mean, I know a bunch of people are going to be here with bikes, but do they ride from here to somewhere else? Or they go around for a couple days around Decatur?
Well, they're going to be here Friday, September 2nd. Participants plan to arrive on Friday. Registration mm-hmm. opens. There's a vendor area, ice cream ride and photo hunt. There's a first-time MTR participant meet-and-greet session. Then on Saturday, there's a mass start. Cyclists start their ride from the hotel parking lot at the same time. Three different routes and distances. Lunch, vendor area, seminars, mass start. On Sunday, three different routes in the vendor area. Monday, there's a breakfast ride on your own. But, I mean, it seems like they have plenty of time where they can take in all the stuff.
Yeah, that sounds like that sounds awesome. I wouldn't have ever dreamed something like that would be here.
Well, I think a lot more of that happens kind of not in the dark, but unless you're involved with it directly, you just don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I was just thinking, like, I don't know that I've seen, but, like, in my whole life, like, five tandem bikes around Decatur. You know, for that to, I mean.
Yeah, there would be something down there, like one of those where you sit in and pedal, you know, like with two people down at like Tour de Paws or something over the years. But yeah, so anyway.
That's cool.
What I can't figure out, though, is, you know, we need to do a better job. And I'm not criticizing anyone. I'm just saying we, the collective we.
Yeah, we've talked about this multiple times off air, on air.
Yeah, that it's like, you know, where are we showing ourselves off and why is it so difficult to get that messaging to people? You know, you can't expect people to go find six different websites and all the stuff. I mean, you know, when we were doing the Rome stuff, it was so easy for us to show off all of our things to do, you know, to Lafayette and Springfield and Bloomington and Champaign and Danville, you know, because it's like, look at all of this.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot to do when you start to stack it up.
Well, know. Especially over Labor Day weekend. There's a big show at the Devon. There's the final weekend of Splash Cove. You know, depending on the heat, if you're on your bike all day, that'd be nice, right?
Right.
You could go miniature golfing or ropes courses. You could go to the museum or the zoo, check out all the new sculptures. My sculpture arrived yesterday. Not mine. The one I'm sponsoring arrived this week.
Oh, did you see it yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
It was installed, though.
I thought I heard somebody say that to you out in the lobby.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's very cool. Yeah. I mean, even generic things like shopping downtown, you know,
right.
or regular golf. There's just a lot to do here.
That's right. And so they got some pictures up, but like there's no links to anything or whatever. And people can Google and find. But I wish we had a better coordinated effort in how to sort of do a one-stop shop for anybody coming to our community.
Yeah. That is the biggest problem that I have. Aside from the real problems, you know, crime and all that, but we have a hard time of not only a lot of people being on board with how special the place is, but beyond that,
communicating it.
And so a lot of times the void is just filled with either mediocrity or just base level stuff, or even worse, sometimes just bad mouthing because they don't know.
Right.
You know, so it's like, man, you get real excited.
Yeah. And you can't, you know, you'd love to have frontline ambassadors. I thought that what the City Limitless did, the Limitless Decatur mm-hmm. campaign, you get people having interaction with frontline encounters, like people behind the desk when you're checking in or somebody at the gas station or whatever. And it's really hard to get folks at that level to be able to go, reel off whatever. Generally, they will go, yeah, it sucks.
Right.
And you have no idea, you know, that first impression thing. Anyway, something to work on. I feel like there's just a disconnect that we can't quite get over that hump to be able to go, and here we are.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, one time I noticed this, the first time I kind of really thought about that sort of thing, and it was, this was kind of a little different, but I understood it. When I went to Atlanta during the Olympics, the second that I got to Atlanta or in the area, the Olympics had branded the whole town. And I don't mean with like logos and stuff that like selling product.
Right.
But you knew you were there. You know, the sidewalks had signs, and in colors and themes and motifs and everything just felt really connected. And I felt like I was at this place that kind of put me somewhere. And I feel the same way when you go to a college campus. The bricks look a certain way. The signage is the same way. The people all know, hey, yeah, it's down there and to the left. You know, and you extrapolate that out. There's some cities that can do that. And we just don't have that kind of like cohesive thing that you're talking about. But it can be done.
Yeah.
It absolutely can.
And I think it's just everybody's busy and everybody's got their right. own thing and everybody's in their own, you know, area. And,
that's exactly
and,
right.
You know, I know Nicole did a great job with it for, you know, like 2 or 3 years when that funding was there to do the whole Limitless Decatur thing. And I mean, I felt like they really branded our community in a top flight way.
They did so well that recently somebody complained about something they did and called them Limitless. Do you remember that?
Yes.
They're like the people over there at Limitless. It's
yeah.
It worked, didn't it?
Yeah, it's still resonating. Yeah. So there's been efforts. I just think an ongoing, long standing collaborative kind of thing would be great.
Yeah. We need to brand this place.
Okay. Anyway, we'll welcome the tandem bikers.
That'd be neat to see. I definitely want to go check them out.
Absolutely. All right. There are so many September events that are coming up. I want to get into that. I want to talk about self-silencing. I read an article yesterday. Don't pay attention to the buzzword. The buzzword doesn't mean anything. What you need to pay attention to is why polling is so often wrong in regards to how they predict things versus what people will say publicly versus what they feel privately and the dynamic shift of that in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've seen that creep.
We absolutely have. All right, we got to take a break. Here's Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast. Back with more right after this.
Hey, today's going to be nice and sunny with a comfortable high of 82. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 63. For Friday, mostly sunny, high near 84. And then Saturday, we have some showers that are likely. Possible thunderstorm afternoon and beyond. Partly sunny and high near 84. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 61 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:26.
In 1965, my father founded Brinkotter Realtors with a singular goal, to support his community's real estate needs with integrity, purpose, and a forward-facing approach to business. Over 55 years later, Brinkotter Realtors still embodies that spirit. Connection, commitment, community. When you're planning to make a move, go with the name you know. Get the service you deserve. Go to Brinkotter.com to connect with one of our agents today.
Find your way home. Brinkotter.com.
Your eye color, freckles, even your hairline are all inherited from your parents. Did you know cataracts can also be inherited? Cataracts develop gradually over time, so change in your vision may appear subtle. If you notice your vision has become cloudier, schedule a consultation at Gailey Eye Clinic. We individualize treatment plans to discover the best path to the clarity you deserve. Learn more about cataract surgery at GaileyEyeClinic.com. Gailey Eye Clinic, focused on you.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Finally got around to watching the first episode of My Life as a Rolling Stone last night on Epix, the BBC documentary series about the Rolling Stones. Episode one is, as you would have guessed, Mick Jagger.
Was it great?
It was solid.
Ooh.
You know.
I was hoping for a better endorsement.
No, well, I haven't seen the whole thing. I mean, you know, it's a 4-part or 5-part series. I don't know the opening thing. I mean, definitely we'll watch the rest of it. I don't know that I learned anything new other than Mick Jagger is he is an incredible specimen of the human race. I mean, you cannot believe he is the age he is.
Isn't he in the 80s, right?
No.
Late 70s?
79, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I think he's close.
Yeah.
But when there's nothing, like you see Paul McCartney now, And Paul McCartney seems very old.
Yeah, older guy, guitar, stand on still on the stage, that kind of thing.
Yeah, Mick Jagger turned 79 in July, wow. Just this past July. So, but when you have him sitting in front of a camera, there's nothing about his mannerisms. There's nothing about his gait. There's nothing about him at all that suggests he's older than 55 or 60.
Right.
And he's had some recent health stuff. But he looks like he's bounced back completely from this. This is brand new. This was just released in the UK in July, I believe, and then on Epics in August. And each one tells the different, there's an hour, whatever it is, about Keith Richards and the late Charlie Watts and anyway, the whole crew. It's pretty good. And I don't recall him sitting down and doing this sort of extensive kind of thing. I don't know if there's ever been a smarter rock and roll star about the money, about the contracts, about the brand, about the imaging. We did find out about how the whole Lips logo came to be, including the artist that created it. We'll be back.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. Beginning this week, Macon County residents will start seeing deputies assigned to the patrol division wearing body-worn cameras. Body cams are used to capture interactions from the perspective of the officer. They've been used in criminal courts to show a judge or jury how an interaction developed and allow an officer to confirm statements or actions made by victims or suspects. Lockhart's Barber College, in partnership with the Painters and Glaziers Union, is providing free back-to-school haircuts for K-12 students. All week, local students are getting a free haircut done by student barbers under the supervision of instructors. For more information, visit nowdecatur.com. Unwanted electronics like TVs, video devices, gaming systems, and computer equipment will be collected from anyone who registers for an appointment for Macon County Environmental Management's collection event next Saturday, August 27th. Registration is required. Don't forget nowdecatur.com.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. The judge who greenlighted the search warrant for former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home holds a hearing today over a major point of contention.
Could be pretty soon now that we finally figure out if a federal judge in the great state of Florida will in fact unseal the affidavit that investigators used to justify that search of Mar-a-Lago. Family members say, look, there's nothing to hide, so let's see what the affidavit says.
Fox's Kevin Cork. A tragic discovery made by a New Zealand family who bought what was in an abandoned storage unit at auction. Among the contents, the bodies of two young children.
The investigation team are working very hard to hold accountable the person or persons responsible for the deaths of these children.
The county's Manukau District Crime Manager says they were likely between 5 and 10 years old and may have been dead for years. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Dan Martini, letting you know about the first-class service you get with First Mid Insurance Group, providing Central Illinois insurance coverage for over 100 years. We specialize insurance for your business and represent A-rated insurance companies such as West Bend Insurance. We guarantee you superior service, building trust through expertise to help make your business secure. We assess your needs and offer you a variety of insurance products and services. Service, whether it is in response to an insurance claim or just a general question, is the most important value we can offer you. Call us today at 217-877-3344, firstmidinsurance.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast.
And today's going to be nice and sunny with a high near 82. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 63. For Friday, mostly sunny, high near 84. And Saturday, showers likely, possible thunderstorms in the afternoon, partly sunny and a high near 84. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 61 degrees. Your WSOI time is 6:32.
Listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
It's a strange thing. When I was a younger guy, I really liked Steely Dan. And then when I got older, it didn't transfer with me.
Oh, I wonder why that is.
Don't have any idea.
Yeah.
Got the fans blowing in there today?
Yeah, I didn't turn it on. It was left on.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Don't carol on that. Well, later today, we'll be telling you about a State of the University event that's happening later at Millikan University next Wednesday. And they're going to be hosting an event which is really, the new theater and dance building, you know, kind of got opened in COVID, and there's so many great things going on.
I still haven't been in that building yet. I need to go check it out.
From what I understand, and we'll be going soon, some of the equipment, some of the stuff that is there is like state of the art and not available in a lot of places in the United States of America.
Yeah, I know that to be true. The building is beautiful and kids are excited about it. I've heard a lot of students talk about it at different things, and myself, I just can't wait to see what it holds in there.
Absolutely. So this event, which we'll tell you how you can sign up for, you can go to their website, which is millikan.edu, and register for the event. It's going to be pretty cool. It's from 2 to 5, and there's going to be an address from the president of Millikan, Dr. James Reynolds, Jim, to all of us. And then there's going to be other things that happen. Well, you get like an inside look.
Awesome.
Optional campus tours, State of the University address. It's going to take place at Kirkland Fine Arts Center. And then there's going to be a reception at the Center for Theater and Dance, hosted by the Friends of Millikan University. Mike and Sue is a Vitali. I'm not sure if that's pronounced correctly. Anyway, interested individuals or businesses are asked to RSVP. We'll give you the link to that a little bit later in the program. There's some great stuff going on. You should be very proud. It is a beautiful campus where there is a lot of growth. And the student population, you know, over the last number of years, I don't know that I'm surprised, but when you walk through there, it just sort of looks like the rest of life. And it didn't always look that way.
Yeah, it's increasingly diverse, I would say.
I mean, not even like that sounds like incremental success. I mean, it is completely diverse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Completely immersive and diverse experience. And not limited to specific departments.
I'm not talking about anything in general. I'm just talking about it. Mm-hmm. It looks like life.
Student body does absolutely reflect that.
Yeah. And it's always sort of feels vibrant to me and alive. I don't know, kids in backpacks. It's a good look.
It's a lot of fun.
I was just there for a meeting a couple of weeks ago. And, of course, we were there with Martin, you know, for the event. Now, is there a fall event coming up?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll get the details. I just reached out to him this week.
Okay, so I knew there was a spring and a fall or early summer.
Midwest
and fall.
Music Expo you're talking about? Yeah,
absolutely. It's a lot of fun. I wish more people, you know, would participate. I think sometimes people here, like outside the footprint of Millikan, feel like it's not for them or it's not, you know, I don't know why that is.
I don't know. I mean, there was very tangible momentum pre-COVID, and now it's kind of
getting back
to it. So
that does.
Yeah, he's not giving up. So
good for him.
Yeah, we're back on track.
All right, good. All right, so I was watching this, as I told you, My Life is a Rolling Stone, this multi-part documentary that's on Epix. I don't know. I subscribe, I suppose, to Epix. I'm not quite sure how I got it. It's not an app that I'm watching it through. It's through my Xfinity. And they don't have like tons of stuff, but everything they have is like top shelf quality.
Yeah, it's good bang for the buck, and they get new movie releases too.
The do documentary wise and the shows, very very good. I mean, you're not going to get anything better than Godfather of Harlem.
No, and speaking of which, we finished Blackbird. I don't know if you connected the dots, but Vincent the Chin Gigante was from Godfather of Harlem, made a real life
character who is portrayed by
Vincent D'Onofrio
on the series with the Godfather of Harlem.
Correct.
But played by a different actor in older years who was in the same prison where all of this went down. Yeah, all that's true. Chingotti was, it sounds like some weird mishmash of like pop culture, but this true story about a serial killer that preyed on young girls in Vermilion County and into Indiana, and then the drug dealer cop's son who goes to jail and gets basically a deal with the FBI to get this guy to admit where the bodies are buried to get released from jail early, and then he gets taken under by this mobster from New York. I mean, it sounds nuts, but it's all a true story.
Yeah, it was a great story. We were kind of bummed it was over.
Yeah, but it was good, though.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. And then, you know, the ending, I hate when people complain about the ending of true stories.
Yeah, that's how it was. That's how it wrapped up, man. Yeah, I mean, if it were I was a little let down. I was hoping there was I was hoping for a little more.
When you clearly didn't read any articles about the actual event, right?
Yeah. I guess, actually, I was hoping for more from the real life standpoint. I was hoping they would have gotten more, but hey, it is what it is.
All right. Anyway, so that's an Apple TV show, but back to Apex and My Life as a Rolling Stone. So I was trying to think last night, you know, 1962, they got together. That's 4 years before I was born. That's how long they've been a rock and roll band. And they've had minimal changeover.
Right.
I mean, not any significant. It's not like these bands that are touring that 95% of the band isn't the original band. They've had people, Bill Wyman retired, right? Charlie Watts died. Brian Jones died. They had Mick Taylor in there for a while. You will find, you know, some pieces over, you know, those years. But when you think about 60 years, that's unbelievable.
Right. I mean, that's a lifetime. And they had probably 20 years before that or, you know, 18 years of their life.
And they're still doing it.
Right. It's so awesome. It's impressive.
And I don't know if there's a more impressive sort of business czar in the music world. I mean, I'm talking about talent-wise, not like the industry executives. I mean, certainly there's some of those, the Jimmy Iovines, but as a musician, which notoriously they get bad contracts, they get screwed. I don't think there's a smarter guy in music than Mick Jagger.
He's kept them intact and protected and basically writing their own terms for decades now.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. At the tip of the spear, he's doing it as well as you probably could.
Yeah, and he was, when he met and started the Rolling Stones, he was studying at the London School of Economics. You know, this guy doesn't have the normal sort of rock star resume.
I didn't know that at all.
Yeah. And I don't think that he does anything like, I'm not saying he didn't ever do anything, but I for a long time, I don't think he's been like a drinker, drugger, you know, kind of guy, you know, like the, whereas you go, Keith Richards is still alive. How?
Right. His body's, all his fluids have been replaced by.
Oh, that's don't believe that.
I don't believe that.
Blood transfusions don't work that way. That thing's been around forever. But he's dabbled in acting, right? You know, in movies and theater. And, you know, it's a pretty amazing thing when you think about it. He's been a producer. And he's still at it. And when you just sit and listen to his version. And even in his version, the others appear. It's not just an exclusive interview with him, but the focus is him. And then second episode will be Keith Richards, and then you'll hear from the people around Keith Richards' universe. And I think I guarantee you with the Keith Richards one, tons of subtitles.
Have to. Did he touch any on the Beatles?
Yeah, of course. And the Beach Boys. You know, because we forget our American group at that time that was sort of on the cutting edge of music and doing some different things and that competition, you know, because they grew up, all of those kids in the UK grew up in love with American music. I mean, that's where it all came from. Right. And they all will describe the same story about how hard it was to get at that time, if they could get an album. And if they got an album, then, you know, all the friends would gather to listen to those albums. I mean, it wasn't like today. It wasn't even like our childhood of being able to go to Camelot or Musicland. It was tough to get.
So who would it be, like Elvis?
It started with the blues.
Okay.
You know, the Rolling Stones at the heart are a blues band.
Oh, no question. Yeah, no question about that.
I mean, the rock and roll is the category, but their origin, everything in it, and everything in Keith Richards, I mean, it is all from the blues. So they grew up, these kids, you know, and then you forget 1943, you know, they were, you know, you think about World War II and London. I mean, you know, the whole backdrop. So very similar to the Beatles, except the Beatles couldn't manage to make it barely to the 1970s.
Yeah, that thing split apart pretty quick, and here the Stones are still doing it.
2022.
It's crazy. It's so impressive.
And so I was, you know, thinking about last night, you know, I go in and out of phases with music. I don't know why that is. It's just I think the older I get, I'm a little more picky, and then the availability to choose however you want to consume it, I'll go in and out of stuff. And that really got me taking some deep dive back into the catalog. And I don't think, in all honesty, there's a better song than Gimme Shelter in all of rock and roll music.
Yeah, it's a great song.
It is so perfectly situated. When it came out, it wasn't. But now, today, you can't imagine movies and everything. I mean, that has a feel. I mean, I can't tell you how many times Martin Scorsese has used that song in a mob movie.
Yeah.
Paul Schaefer, you know, used to love that song, you know, as, you know, leading the band on the David Letterman show. They come in and out of the breaks, you know, with music, their own live bump music. Anyway, member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He was knighted by the Queen in 2003. So it is technically Sir Michael Philip Jagger.
I don't think I ever knew his real name. I don't think I've ever heard it out loud.
Mick is often short for...
Yeah, I mean, I just never went any further than that. Mick, so anybody named Mick to me was always Mick Jagger. I mean, that's synonymous. If anybody said Mick, write a name under it, I would write Jagger.
And then when you go back to 1950 and you realize, and this is the crazy thing from 2022 in the history of time, that in what they call primary, Wentworth Primary School, that Keith Richards and Mick Jagger were classmates at the age of 7.
Oh, wow.
I mean, what on earth, you know, parked those two people in a grade school classroom? And you wonder, like, what the teachers thought then, you know, what the perception of them as children were. And to be having this conversation about, you know, 60, 70 years later, having this.
That is crazy. Did they go through a clean cut phase like the Beatles did?
Yeah, but it wasn't a clean cut phase. It was, there was no long hair or, you know, that didn't exist yet. So when you see the early Rolling Stones, when you see the early Beatles, it wasn't a phase. That's just what society accepted. There was no, there weren't long haired rock and roll stars yet. There wasn't really rock and roll.
Well, I guess the question I should have asked, I wondered if they were the ones that started the long hair, you know what I mean? Or if...
Well, what they started is the bad boy side of things. The Beatles were the mop top sort of, you know, whatever. And all of this is image because they were all doing more drugs than you could possibly imagine. And they were all doing whatever. But the Rolling Stones came in as the counterpart to the Beatles of being like, these are the guys you want to keep your daughter away from.
Right. I just wondered what that looked like. That's interesting.
Yeah. But you got to go, you go back 61, 62, 63, Sinatra was on top of the charts. I mean, there wasn't rock and roll as we know it today. Elvis was getting started. You know, all this was forming. There wasn't a cookbook. I mean, you know, no one knew where it was going.
That's so cool.
Kind of like early hip hop, you know. Yeah. I mean, you go to the 1970s in New York, you know, it was a brand new thing being invented as you watched it being born.
So neat.
So anyway, check it out. And there's a couple of songs, you know, Gimme Shelter is the obvious one, but, you know, I have always thought that Can't You Hear Me Knockin' is one of the most underrated Rolling Stones songs of all time.
I love that song.
It goes on way too long.
It's a good Guitar Hero song.
if you got some endurance, because it goes on way too long. But there is nothing better than that opening. It is fantastic. Rolling Stones, to me... the 60s stuff is okay, and Gimme Shelter, I think, technically might even be at the tail end of that. But in the 70s, I don't think there was anybody doing rock and roll music better.
Wow, that's high praise.
Okay, self-silencing. It sounds like one of those, I'm using the air quotes here, like woke phrases that people get. Like, we have had crazy bird activity down here.
There was a humongous bird that came up to my window for the first time yesterday and hovered. And then smacked the glass and then booked off.
Yeah, but the last 2 days, I mean, I'll be mid-sentence. I was telling somebody this yesterday. I got to, like, focus here because if I get distracted by the windows, it was almost like those, when you see those starlings doing that weird stuff with the maneuvers, like in the thousands. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a miniature version of that going on down here, and I was absolutely hypnotized.
It's crazy how that works.
Okay, so self-silencing. We'll take the break, and when we come back, I think this is interesting to me only in it's why polling is so unpredictable today or often wrong, I think. It's why people have an opinion of what social media looks like and then how they wrap that around in the rest of their world. And I think all of it's off. Because I don't think, even though we can communicate more than we've ever been able to communicate in the history of human beings, I think that front level view is skewed and it's not the way most of the world is.
It's a facade?
No, I think it's a window into an angry world. Then when you translate, you think that means the whole world is angry.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Okay. Tell you about it on the other side of the break. Here's Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 82. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 63. For Friday, mostly sunny, high near 84. And Saturday, showers likely, possible thunderstorms after 1 p.m., partly sunny and a high near 84. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 61 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:49.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Hi. Thanks for telling my family and me about Toyota's national sales event. We got a new RAV4 during the event, and it's been great.
Well, that makes me happy. Right now through September 6th, it is the best time to drive off in a new Camry Hybrid, Tacoma, and more. So what are you up to?
You know, we took the RAV4 to a great spot, and now we're exploring a cave.
Amazing.
Yeah, my wife talked me into spelunking. I'm actually a complete and absolute amateur. Huh, I could have done without the echo on that.
Toyota's national sales event is on. Visit your participating Toyota dealer today to enjoy every last second of summer. Right now, get 1.9% APR for 48 months on many of Toyota's most popular models. Toyota, let's go places.
1.9% APR financing for 48 months for $2,165 borrowed on approved credit from Toyota Financial Services. Does not include taxes, license, title, registration fees, and dealer fees. Does not include college grad or military rebate. Varies by regency. Dealer for details. Offer ends 9/6/22.
Were you exposed to hazardous materials while serving in the military and have an illness or condition as a result?
If so, you may be eligible for VA benefits and services. Whether you need health care or want to file a disability compensation claim related to military exposures, VA is here to help. Visit va.gov/military-exposures to learn more and apply today.
You served your country. Now let VA serve you.
Hi, I'm Corky Nicholson with Hickory Point Bank. Running a local business is tough. We get it, because Hickory Point Bank is a local business, too. As one of Central Illinois' leading locally owned banks, we've been serving Decatur businesses and families for years. Most importantly, we know and understand the issues you face every day, because we face them, too. Join us and see the local difference. Hickory Point Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Thursday. Hope you're having a great start to your day. Beautiful morning in downtown Decatur. I'm reading this thing on Axios. And it's an article about a survey of 3,334 American adults that was conducted May 23rd through June 8th of this year. And the study was about the difference between public and private opinions and how they define self-silencing as people saying what they think others want to hear rather than what they truly feel, and how that's skewing our understanding of how Americans really feel about abortion, about COVID-19, about what kids are taught in school, or any other hot-button issue of the day. And if the best predictor of private behavior is private opinion, people's actual views are far more likely than their stated views to drive consumer and social behavior and voting. So you say this, but what you really feel causes you to do X, Y, or Z. But this, meaning what you said, is what's out there for everybody to consume. from polling for elected, you know, political races to how the country feels about X, Y, or Z.
That makes sense.
Well, I mean,
so far, I mean,
you've got polls used to be fairly accurate because people were called, you know, at their home by a friendly person, say, well, you're anonymously participating in a survey, right? Nothing is anonymous anymore. I mean, or it feels like nothing is, you know, when I look at this pair of Nikes and then Nike follows me around. I mean, we just taught a class of this. You know how all of this works.
Yeah.
That you feel like that you don't really, most people don't express their privately held beliefs in a public manner.
Yeah, sheer distrust of that.
Or just, I don't want the headache. I don't want the stuff.
Sure.
I mean, we've known for a long time. It was the whole the concept behind Nowdicator.com. There's a lot of people out there that don't want to scream at each other. So when we're misreading what we all think, it actually causes and adds to polarization, said Todd Koruz, the co-founder and president of the company that undertook the study. It actually destroys social trust and it tends to historically make social progress all but impossible because our perception of where everybody is isn't the reality of where everyone is. And what they found is that people are often more moderate than they'll readily admit when being pulled towards a vocal fringe, whether left or right. And the gap between real and stated views can have generational impact because the media then amplifies the perceptions, then cue young adults, the generation's illusions tend to become the next generation's private opinion, then it goes on and on and on and on. So respondents were provided a mix of traditional polling questions and other questions using a list experiment method or item count technique that provides them with a greater sense of anonymity. This process allows researchers to find the gap between what people say versus how they privately feel. So they had layers to this thing. On abortion, the study found men are much less likely to privately agree with the idea that the choice to have an abortion should be left solely to a woman and her doctor, 45%, than what would say so publicly, 60%. Republicans, meanwhile, were less likely to privately say Roe v. Wade should be overturned, 51%, than publicly, 64%. So it's like you get pushed publicly to go, I got to be a part of this group, but privately I'm over here. And I'll tell you, 26 years of doing this, giving your honest opinion, it comes with a lot of baggage.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, absolutely.
On COVID, only 44% of women privately feel wearing masks was effective at stopping COVID spread, though 63% felt they should say they did. Now, check this out. Four times as many Democrats say CEOs should take a public stand on social issues, 44%, than actually care, 11%.
Wow.
Now, once again, this is a study, and these percentages. But this resonated with me because it's, you know, if you're in a vacuum of information, like just say Facebook or Twitter, you know, you seem to be that everybody cares deeply and passionately, left, right, whatever it is, and they're vocal and they scream and they argue and they argue and they argue. And in that world, you're not going to be, most people are going, no, I want to disagree.
Right. Yeah, you get stomped on.
Yeah. So this, they believe, explains why Governor Glenn Youngkin's messaging on schools appealed to swing voters, you know, because it's like what you say. And watch the messaging in this gubernatorial race, you know? I mean, watch what people are doing versus how people then go in the privacy of a ballot and vote. It's why the media missed Trump so badly. I mean, I'll never forget. It was the Monday before the 2016 Tuesday Election Day. And Beth Newhoff was in town. And I said, are you watching this? I mean, are you looking at, you know, state by state? It's done. It's over. There's no way, she told me. So are you looking at Michigan? Because, I mean, there's some, and this was Monday. But everybody convinced themselves, Smart people. They couldn't imagine it because they just disliked him so much, but then they looked at the numbers and that reinforced the dislike and all of that. But no one believed that was actually going to happen. I think because of this, and it works always politically. This isn't something that's owned left or right. This is us as human beings. It's fascinating.
That is a neat study.
And we'll see what it means and how it all plays out. I don't think it will help Darren Bailey. But you never know. Private, public, private, public. For most people, those are two different things. We'll be back.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. ADM and New Culture, a pioneering animal-free dairy company, have formed a strategic partnership to accelerate the development and commercialization of alternative dairy products. The partnership highlights both companies' deep commitment to a more sustainable food future. The Illinois Department of Transportation has announced that an 8-mile resurfacing project on US 36 between the Route 36 Illinois Route 121 intersection and just outside of LaPlace will begin on Monday. You can always keep up on road closures and repairs by visiting nowdecatur.com. Save those receipts because you may be able to claim certain school supplies on your tax returns. The Illinois Education Expense Credit covers things like K-12 tuition, books, and lab fees. There's also a credit for teachers spending their own money on classroom supplies. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, visit our website anytime.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.